if you look at the description of bonds.
And this is what happens when you do it for hydrogen. It's a classic example in valence bond theory, and it turns out that since there are only two electrons in the whole molecule, it's the same thing as calculating the molecular orbitals, doing the valence bond theory, and molecular orbital theory for hydrogen is really the same thing, and you can calculate the bond potentials in a very similar way. And these are the two electron wave functions that you calculate. One of them is symmetric and one of them is anti-symmetric. The symmetric one has the lower energy.